You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
This report came out and they were talking. It was the thing about men and the way they dress. And this has come up on our show in the past. And the way some guys just really don't stop and think about what they're putting on before they leave the house. And, you know, speaking of husbands and wives, there's quite a few women who make no secret that they dress their husbands. And I find that a little embarrassing for guys.
It is. They went right from their mom to their wife.
But as long as they look good.
There is that.
Right. You know, the end result, I guess, if the ends justify the means, I suppose. But we were looking at this list that somebody put out about 10 things that grown men should never wear.
I'm guilty of a few of these.
It's kind of... I'm looking at the list to see if they're one of my things that I rant against is on here.
The t-shirt with the wolves on it, I think, is one that you've got. Don't tell Bo, our afternoon guy, but I think he's...
This is like a paper doll.
Number one, I mean, anything with flames on it.
That's
Bo. That's our friend Bo.
He's got at least four shirts with flames on
them. He's constantly wearing those. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty here of the... I still have cargo shorts. And then I have some jeans with the embroidery on the back pockets.
Oh, you bedazzled butt.
Which
I hate that on men.
Those need to die now,
They do.
It's probably time.
They are... You might as well just embroider D-bag across your back pockets.
I might wear that, actually.
I was behind the times and ahead of the times all at once. Because as soon as those became popular, I looked at them and I said, that's disgusting. I will never buy a pair of jeans. And I buy some nice jeans.
Oh, we know.
But I will not buy any that have got that fancy stitching on the butt. So I was behind the times and ahead of the times all at once.
You missed it.
I blame Rascal Flatts for that. The country
Flatts. They're big on that.
I blame them for like five things. And only one of them is fashion based.
You guess you should never wear a shirt that you're only going to wear to the club. If you're a grown man, you should wear regular dress shirts. A regular dress shirt should be good enough to go to the club.
This
you don't
is
need
my
a club shirt. Yeah, that's so cheesy.
Oh,
and of course, the sandals with socks. Anything with an Abercrombie and Fitch logo on.
Oh no, gentleman caller. He has this shirt, and I actually don't let him go
out. Is he an Abercrombie guy?
No, it's Hollister, which is like the younger, douchier version of Abercrombie. And he has
a Hollister shirt.
And in his defense, he is in his 20s. But no.
You guys would love what I saw the other day sitting at the stoplight. It was like the trifecta of dude, no, go home now. Just throw yourself into traffic right now. I'm sitting at the stoplight, first one there at the stoplight, and this guy goes walking by. He's got his jeans on. He's got a Bronco jersey on, and it's not a Broncos day, okay? So there's strike one, the Bronco jersey. Strike two is an Ed McCaffrey jersey. Doesn't even play for the Broncos anymore. You can't do that. Number three... tucked into his jeans.
Oh. No. Well, Jeremy, it had to be tucked or else you wouldn't see his fanny pack.
Or his stitching on his jeans.
Who tucks a jersey into their jeans, man?
Is Crocs on that list?
I don't see Crocs. Really wide ties are on there. Those are really old tie-dye shirts.
I noticed they
posted on here something about fedoras. And the hats.
Right.
And I would like to use this opportunity to point out to people, if you see a guy wearing a hat like that, there's a really, really good chance he's in a band. And that's my thing. When you go out and you watch bands, you watch them on TV, or you can go to a local club and watch a band, the rule for all bands is that one guy must wear a funny hat.
Did you know that? Oh, yeah.
It's every single band. There's one guy who's dedicated to wearing the hat.
It's hat guy.
Yeah, he's a cool cat man.
Yeah, I guess if you're a hipster, you can
rarely
pull it off.
Two guys in the band. It's usually just the one.
Yeah, he's balding.
We'd like to open this up and see if people want to add to the list. Because there's one, two, there's another one that I want to point out, but it's not on this list.
Okay.
But if you want to chime in, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649, you might be a guy who used to wear...
Or you're rocking it and you're proud of it. Maybe Jersey guy could call in and be like, screw you guys.
And defend himself?
Right.
Or maybe it's ladies.
Doubt it.
Maybe it's ladies who are saying, look, when we're out and we see a guy wearing blank.
Yeah.
No.
Not a chance.
Game over.
Shove him down.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi.
What's not on the list but should be on there?
Sweatpants.
Yeah, sweatpants.
Definitely sweatpants.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Gosh.
We've had
They're
a so crusade on this show for years against sweatpants.
Can I wear them at home, though?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, just not out.
You Never
know,
out.
Home, yes, because usually your junk is hanging out.
Mm, true.
You oh, don't have anything
sakes.
Underneath that.
I never do.
Oh, my God.
I never do. That's
it's
why I wear them.
Okay.
Unless you're Charlie Hunnam, you should not be wearing
Mary
them.
Marianne, settle down. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
She said
Thank
junk.
You.
She just wanted to get on there.
She just wanted to say junk on the air.
It's like a drinking game.
I don't even own a pair of sweatpants, but I do have softy pants, which is a similar.
It's a step up from the sweatpants.
Can't wear those out ever.
No, you would never do that.
I read an article a few months ago about how there's a trending fashion among sports players, basketball players, that they are sweatpants, but they're made out of cashmere. They're like $900 a pop, and they're just wearing them all
Pretentious
over.
Pretentious sweatpants. Come on.
Here's Taylor. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, guys.
What do you want to add?
Any guy who's not at the beach wearing a puka shell necklace or a hemp braided
Oh,
necklace.
My gosh.
You know,
I know a guy.
I don't even think the beach is an appropriate
no,
place.
No, nowhere.
For that.
Ever.
Yeah. 94 called. True. It wants its necklace back.
It's an ugly necklace.
Taylor, thanks for being on the show.
Have a good day.
You have a great
Those
day.
Those guys always have frosted tips, too.
And the bedazzled jeans.
There's Don. Hello, Don.
Hi, how you doing?
What should be on the list?
Flip-flops.
Wait a minute. Wow. I have flip-flops. I like the
flip-flops. Oh, no. Those are not manly, especially those gnarly man toes just hanging all out. Yeah,
oh, my toes are beautiful, sir.
Not man.
I don't have a problem, I guess, if a guy wear a flip-flop. I don't. I never wear them, only not because of the fashion part, but because
right.
I don't like the things between my toes.
Right. Dom wears dress shoes with his shoes, which is even weirder, which is strange. Like, right, I got these in Nordy's.
I'll be in a bathing suit and my dress shoes. I don't know how you guys put that thing between your big toe and your toes.
You get used to it.
Oh, could never do it. Thanks for the call, Don. Here's Drina. Hello, Drina.
Hi.
What do you want to add?
Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Right. Those are like the clubbing type t-shirts.
Yes.
The Ed Hardy t-shirts.
Good.
Yeah, they go with the bedazzled butt jeans.
Right. Those are a lot of meathead dudes
they
wear those.
They might go with those jeans, but they don't go home with anyone. Trina.
She's like, truth.
High five, Trina. I love you.
I hope you have a great day.
And they're always like two sizes too small, the guys that wear those.
Yeah.
Come
those
on.
Are the guys too that skip leg day at the gym. They're huge on top and they're like all pencils
on the bottom.
Yeah.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, guys.
What do you want to add?
Teva sandals with socks.
Yes.
Are those just the strap over the foot sandals?
No, they look like a shoe, but they've got like openings all around.
Oh my God, those are hideous.
Now, hold on a second.
Dummy has Tevas.
No, I believe it's supposed to be pronounced Teva, if it was what I was told. But I understand
who
what you're saying. But anyway, I have the strap over the top, just one.
Okay.
It's about the most comfortable thing I've owned that I could wear.
Yeah, those are fine.
Jen, are those okay? Because I never wear socks with them.
Okay, so the sandals are on a maybe we can tolerate it scale. There's nothing sexy about Teva sandals. And just don't wear them with socks, okay?
No, never will. Never will.
They're unfortunately rampant in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, you can go hiking
Tell
in them
me
and stuff.
About it.
You know, the other factor here is the feet. I mean, I guess if you don't have Barney Rubble feet.
No, Jen, I could be a foot model. Did you know that?
Could you?
Mm-hmm. I've been told many times I could be
get a room.
He's got
you
six
two.
Toes on one foot, though.
Some girls like that.
Yes,
great balance.
Let me tell you, Jen,
a man that takes care of his toes is probably a man that takes care of a lot of things in his life.
Oh, he takes care of his ladies. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, and his ladies' toes.
True, and true.
Suck on these,
Jen. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Here's Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
What do you want to add?
Well, mine is actually an accessory. Mm-hmm. Guys in the business world, the work world, who are still using a backpack.
Oh, my little backpack.
Backpack?
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, let me put it to you
in
this
In the
way.
Business world, yes.
Maybe, but here's the thing, Emma. Let's talk for just a second. First of all, guys, we'll never admit this, but there is a part of us, and I'm saying just a part of us, that's jealous of a woman and her purse. Purses used to, 100 or 100 and 200 years ago, were the domain of men. Women never carried a purse 200 years ago. It was all men. Women have usurped it, and you get to go around and carry all your stuff. So we're stuck with nothing but our pockets.
So, well, we got the man bag and the satchel.
So is this man bag not, satchel, Emma, is that okay?
Well, yes, just a nice leather.
Right.
It can be a satchel. It can be a briefcase. Just something more appropriate for the business world.
But yeah, nothing over, like, both straps over your
shoulders.
Yeah, she's talking
about a nylon JanSport.
I just wanted to make sure.
Right. With
no,
your
I'm
juice box in it.
A nice business-type case. Yeah.
Right.
Rather than a backpack.
Right. All right.
Well, I just don't ever want a briefcase. I don't want the hard-sided...
You're so needy.
I'm sorry.
God, I know.
Emma, thanks for being on the
show.
You won't
wear flip-flops. You won't carry a briefcase.
I'll only get my jeans at Nordstrom.
Yeah, enough of you.
So good. The one that didn't get added that I'm going to make the last one on here is the guys who still in 2015, what the hell, are still wearing the backwards baseball cap. Grow the hell up.
I do that when I mow the lawn. Is
when
that bad?
When I see a 45-year-old man who's out and he's got his baseball cap turned backwards, I was like, come on. Women, you need to start shaming every man you know who does that.
That's cool,
that's so
though.
Cute. Like, why are you feeling
cool.
so strong?
That's so cool.
It was cool 30 years ago.
When do you hang out with men who are wearing their hats backwards?
I don't hang out with them. That's the thing. That's what that one guy said that I loved. He's like, turn that cap around and face the future.
Yeah. Even when I'm mowing?
Come on. You gotta cover your neck.
I'm covering my neck. I don't want neck skin cancer.
Covering my neck.
Yes, that's when you wear it.
You're a douche.
Oh.
He's mowing the lawn with his bedazzled ass
in my
jeans.
Ed Hardy shirt.
And his Teva sandals.
Flip flops.
You're the complete douche.
We could never hang out.
We don't.
Right. This is why.
Thanks for your calls today here on The Mix.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.